So my name is Marja Kokko and I come from library. It is Open Science Center, as I already mentioned. So we are together with our science museum, Open Science Center. But I haven't learned it yet. I'm still talking about library. But what we do, so we are, you get all kind of support from us dealing with, for example, electrical resources or whatever, publishing, these kind of things. And we are promoting, of course, open science. And then you will have courses also. You can sign in via Korppi to our courses. I think you probably need basic courses like how to use our library, or then because I heard many of you are coming from languages, so we have still printed books, amazingly. But then also a lot of electronic resources and databases. So you should learn to use effectively. And while we are promoting open science, so this means this one, let's say library is also responsible for collecting all research and scientific publishing at University of Jyväskylä, and we are downloading your publications to our digital archive, which is called YUX, and it is very well known around the world, so you have no worries how your publications are then how they will be accessed, other research will be accessed to your resources. And this kind of systems. And library courses here, I just quickly show you our curriculum. So YUCDOC is our basic portal to all kind of material. So you can sign in, and if you use RefWorks, or if you haven't any kind of management system, so please sign into the RefWorks course. But then for staff, this is for doctoral student, but also to university personnel. So of course, as far as understood, you are not starting your dissertation work, but anyway, we have dissertation startup. But you are, as I said, welcome to participate this, because we are familiarizing to information environment and library practices here in Jyväskylä. Open science publishing could be useful to you, and of course we have guides to methodology as research support, and we have this excellent SAGE research method online, which is really excellent database for actually designing the whole research project. And while we are supporting open science, it means that this course also supports your planning, data management planning. It is something that you will get to know. And then, for example, research data management I'm a teacher for humanities and social sciences, and an other information specialist who is going to start his work later. So he's responsible for natural sciences and that kind of disciplines. Research merits, of course, important also to you. Do you have already ORCID profile? Do you need this research profile or ORCID? No, so you should have, because international funders and publishers, they are going to ask for it. So let's you, you be free and sign in via Korppi. Then, what else? So this was our library courses, and anytime you just happen to visit our library. So from we have at first floor our lending desk. So be free and ask any questions you ever happen to have. So here are our services. So this is our webpage, and of course, probably Mikko, do you see this? Because you know it by your heart. So there are just a few points that I want you to notice. So you can always change the language here in English. Unfortunately, we don't have Swedish web pages. But here the renew your loans means this is important. When you are working at your home computer, remember to sign in to university IP range, because otherwise you are not able to use our so-called license material. That means databases, e-journals, and so on. But when you have signed in here in your office to your computer, you are already, of course, in university IP range. But remember, you are able, if you feel a little bit sick, let's say, so you can work from your home computer, and you have access to our databases, all kind of databases, e-books, e-journals, whatever you want to use. So it means that you can always sign in here, renew your loans, and this means also that, sorry, yeah.
What does
that mean
to register to the
outer
range? Does it ask for the password?
Username and password, yeah. Because
it's the same like you would go from home to the school.
Yes, actually, basically, you go first to the Uno and then sign into the library web pages. Yep, good. And this, yeah. Pia mentioned this card. So if you happen to know this, on the other side of this card, I have this picture here. So there's a number series which starts with 250 and something else. This is basically your library card number. But you need to activate it in lending office. But and then notice that we have this open hours. Library is open basically each time. But if you need services, so please notice that our services desk is open from 10 o'clock. But library is open already. The building is open from 8 at the morning, and then if it's just an ordinary week, so we close 8 in the evening. But then Saturday we have a little shorter opening hours, and then Sunday there are just few services for if you need to, for example, borrow a book or something like that. So then acquisition requests, of course, we have a lot of, I'm quite sure that you will find out that we have good resources for you, but you can always make an acquisition request. So it is, if it's book, I'm not guaranteed that if you are asking for a new database or new e-journal service, but if it's just a book, they are so cheap that just please sign in or then go to the lending office and ask there. Of course, it is not always important to have that book to our collections, but we use then interlibrary loans.
It are free for you while you are staff in this university. But then ask research services if you have just a short question, why am I not able to open this e-journal, or why this article is something like that. So short questions you can always ask here, ask the research services. But then we just talk shortly with Pia, these Tutka submissions. So right now we are still using our homemade CRIS system, but we are moving to the Converis system. But Tutka means this is the place where you fill in when you have published something. I asked you earlier if you have already this ORCID profile, researcher profile for you, because this is the actually profile that allows you to communicate with our CRIS system and then with publishers. And basically, you know, you just means you let know, for example, publisher can add your let's say this is the Tutka, as I said, is our homemade CRIS system, but it will be the Converis later. But remember, you need to submit your publications when they are ready. And then if you need to know the history of our library, it says that our history begins from 19th century. While I'm a historian, our library is based 1912, and that's it. So probably you notice that our library, our scientific library, is older than university is. But there are certain reasons for that. And then, okay, you can open these links later. But notice that so what we are following, as Pia mentioned, all those strategies and principles that we are following in our university when we are dealing with open science policies. So notice that Academy of Finland is promoting open science. And also, this could be useful to you, open science and research web pages. So here you can find all kind of information how you act in open science environment. So this is national web page, but we are actually participators of our staff. We have been developing these pages also, so these are very familiar to us. And of course, remember, while you are doing your research in our university, so you need to follow ethical principles of University of Jyväskylä and also ethical publishing. And then also you'll find all kind of supporting information from our new web pages, open access web pages. So a lot of open access and open science information to you. But if I'm, let's say, shortly I'm going to show you how you still find university library, but as I already said, we are open science center, but we haven't still yet updated our name here. So basically, you find all our resources, as I mentioned here, YGDOC portal. And I need to change this in English once again. Advanced search is easier to notice that there's international e-materials, and this means books, articles, conference proceedings, all kind of whatever you are looking for. And databases, many of you are coming from languages, so I'm too quick once again. So you find shortcuts here, databases, and let's find out if I'm typing here. So you just need to know your discipline, and then I'm not saying that the first one is most important to you, but for example, you know this Encyclopedia of Language and Linguistics from Elsevier, then probably you don't need Historical Abstract, but if you need, help yourself. And Linguistics and Language Behavior Abstract, LLBA, and MLA, and so on. Oxford English Dictionary, and of course we have also Web of Science and Scopus. If you have any short questions, I'm going to have another class just in a few minutes, but please. Okay, everything is clear. Good. But if you have any questions, so you just need to contact us via this ask for research services, or then just pass by the lending office desk. And you get all information. Thank you very much.